Welcome. I am Tabitha Polaris. On today's show, Karina Paul is here to teach us how to use meditation to connect with your intuition.
Welcome. I am so grateful you are here. Let's expand our consciousness. Information leads to transformation. Open your heart. Open your mind. We're on this ascension ride. It's an honor to bring this information to you. This is the Tabitha Polaris Show.
Karina Paul is a certified meditation and deep transformational life coach, and she helps people to connect with their heart's desire, true self, essence, energy, and their intuition. I'm so excited to have her on the show. We have so much in common, so say hello.
Hello. Hi. Thank you so much for inviting me on your show, Tabitha. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here. I'm very nervous, like I said before. So I feel sometimes my words are not going to come out right. I'm going to stutter and stammer and everything. But hopefully by the end of it, I get to relax into it and just allow myself to be.
Yes. Is this your first podcast interview?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I don't bite and my audience is very lovely and you're a beautiful soul. So just take a breath and you'll be fine.
Yes.
We're just going to have some fun and help people.
No, I do feel your warm energy and it's very, very comforting. And it just makes me feel really good and very supported. So, yes.
Good.
Thank you for
that. I'm very happy. Sometimes we have to stretch out of our comfort zone a little bit to grow. I get nervous too sometimes for different things I do.
Yes, totally and normal. I love that. I love that. This is how I want to grow. But there is somewhere there is that middle line that we try to cross. We're afraid, we're holding back, and then but we're still pushing ourselves. So that's what I'm trying to do. And I want to do it.
Yes. Where are you located? I'm in New York, USA. Are you in Europe?
Yes, I'm in the UK.
Cool. So I picked a card for you. I tapped into you, to your energy, and I got the Kyle Gray deck. It's called Keepers of the Light. And the card I pulled for you was Divine Director, Intervention and Purpose. Divine intervention is occurring. Know that you are being guided. Happiness is your purpose. And this is your card. But also when I tap into your energy, I could tell you're a beautiful soul with lots of talents and gifts to offer the world. So I'm thinking you're that divine director of holding space for others and helping them in guiding them in their lives by sharing your gifts and talents and knowledge. So that's what I think this card means for you.
Yeah, I think this is what I actually love, to hold space for others, just to be able to express their true self and to connect more to their heart rather than the mind and, you know, the ego that always takes us in. You know, we think we know where we go, but unless you tap into your heart space, and I know probably you know exactly what I'm talking about, it is completely different. So I love to create awareness for people. I help them to, you know, gain awareness of what's possible for them when they connect with their heart space.
Yes, that's such a beautiful way to be. I also I'm going to encourage everyone to practice tapping into your heart and intuition more than knowledge and facts, because that's kind of your superpower. And it's something that we used to do in the ancient civilizations, and also the tribes and all the natural Native Americans are really in touch with earth and the energy. And I feel like there's a lot more knowledge and power and wisdom that we can tap into to guide us in our lives than we realize. So that's my tip of the day. But I want to talk about you. Why are you so passionate about meditation and intuition and coaching others?
Well, it's interesting how everything came to me, also coaching. And then first I trained as a life coach and a deep transformational coach. And just last year I certified as a meditation coach. I never searched for these things myself. I was searching for something, but I didn't know exactly what I was searching for. And somehow the opportunity to train as a coach came to me, and I read about it, and it sounded like, yeah, actually, this is something that I would like to do. So that's why I try to encourage people to really allow themselves more to be guided rather than controlling everything in their life. So they, you know, they will be able to be on the path that they are meant to be, that their soul is meant to, you know, be and explore things in a way that the mind can't conceive those things.
Yeah. When did you discover your intuition and the importance of that awareness and expanding your consciousness? Was there a time in your life? Because I read a little bit on your website about
Yeah. People. Well, I actually was like, when I was 8 years old, I had a, you know, a voice just asking me, who am I? But not who am I as in Karina or a little girl, but who am I? And I remember at that time really asking a friend that was with me outside and playing with me outside. And I asked her this question, have you ever had this question? You know, just asking yourself. And I remember she looked at me very confused. And then I tried to push that question away and tried to really fit into the society and everything that's asked from us. And then just later on in life, I decided maybe it's still, you know, I always felt guided to do certain things, but I couldn't explain it, why I had to do those things. So I just decided once I trained as a coach and once those things were revealed to me, all the beliefs and values and all the things that somehow are passed down from our parents and society, and we bite into them and think, you know, they are us. Once I got rid of those, I realized that the more precious thing that I have is my intuition and my connection to my spirit and my soul. And I do feel now a strong connection to it just by meditating and by relying on it. Sometimes I feel things, I know things, but I can't explain them, why they happen. And but sometimes I know something will happen. And if it happens, I even tend to tell my husband, no, I knew that. And he always like, oh yes, you always tell those things after they happen. Why don't you tell them before? So I think that the meditation also helps me to create this space where I really feel this is my connection to my spirit. This is where I talk during my meditation with my spirit and do feel that my spirit hugs me. And always when I ask for a hug or support, I always get goosebumps and always have this sensation of, yes, I'm not alone. There is someone with me. There is someone helping me. And I love to share this with people because everyone that I was holding space for and I coach them, they had massive transformation and they like a light bulb but went on for them just realizing, wow, I didn't know that actually, you know, I can have some power. I can claim back my own power rather than just waiting or hoping or blaming the outside world for all the things that are happening to me, which in a way, since I know this, it's so hard sometimes wish to just put the blame on the outside world, but I know that everything is just my responsibility now.
Yeah, I like to say thank you and then stay in the moment.
Yeah.
But it's the awareness helps, you know, that mindset awareness helps. And we're human, so we always fall in the past and the future and worrying. But I think meditation, intuition, all of these things that you're teaching people to do, and I love that you said hold the space, because that means you're a fabulous teacher, because we're all on a journey together, and that's what we do as healers, is hold space for others as we're learning, share what we learn, and holding the space is one of the most sacred things you could do for others. I think a lot of people in this community are aware of meditation and intuition, but if there's anyone listening who is like, doesn't really understand meditation or thinks they can't do it or has misconceptions about it, maybe there's something we can say to ease their mind or fears or educate them a little bit about everyone can do meditation. And it's, you know, really, really a beautiful thing to integrate into your life. Do you have any thing to say on that aspect?
Yeah. So before I did my training, actually, I was meditating even before that. But to be honest, I don't know what I was doing during my meditation. So once I learned how to just be with my breath and just focusing on my breath, this is simply how it started. So all my meditations every morning, they just start with a few deep breaths. And I really pay attention to the quality of the air that I inhale, the way I'm breathing, if I'm breathing from my chest or from my belly. And then I start counting my breaths backwards. I go from 33 back to zero. This is my way of doing it. And I just do simply like this, breathe in, breathe out, 33. And just go backwards like this until I came to a space. Of course, the mind starts wandering. So it will wander, but I'll gently just bring it back and really focus on my breath and on my counting. And then I just get to a place where I get to settle. And what I do after that, it depends on the day. But just some days, I simply choose to focus on the word love. So what I would do, I would just simply just say, breathe in. I would say, breathe in love, breathe out love. And I will just carry on doing this. And again, the mind will wander. And I'll gently bring it back. And some days are better than others. So no meditation is the same. So it depends how much excitement I had the day before, or if I spend my day in nature the day before, then the meditation is different every day. But the more important thing is to just be consistent with it and knowing why would you want to meditate? What would you like to achieve by doing that? So once you have your why, it makes more sense. And you start to be more compassionate towards yourself, you know, not beating yourself up. Oh, today you haven't meditated so well. What's wrong with you? So you're being more compassionate and understanding, and you will get to see results. And for people that never meditated before, just start with only a couple of minutes a day. Just focus on your breath. Focus on your breath and see where it's going to take you.
Beautiful answer. So I hear a little bit of an echo. Do you hear that echo?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's just on my end. What would be the top three benefits to meditating for those who don't know? And then we'll get into some specific fun things.
Yeah. Well, the top three things that people would meditate is just to, if you want to feel more at peace with yourself, more relaxed, get rid of the stress and anxiety, feel less depressed, get better sleep, improve your, it actually helps to improve your immune system because, you know, once you're much calmer, then the body gets to do its work, it works much better. And there are many, many benefits of meditation.
Beautiful. I'm in love with meditating, and I think it's something that everyone can do, whether it's a couple minutes a day or if you're really advanced, you know, doing it longer. Whatever it is, it's going to improve your life in emotional, spiritual, and physical ways. Let's talk about the steps on how to connect with your body.
Okay. So to connect to your body, first, just get to a point of actually simply just touching your body, feeling your body. Allow yourself to feel your body. Sometimes we get simply just disconnected. We don't realize that, you know, we live so much in the mind. So all the energy, all the work goes up here. So once we connect to our body, the energy just moves from the head down into your body and mainly into your heart space. And you start feeling your body. So if you start touching your body, wherever you touch, that's where your attention will go. So this is a one way to connect to your body. The other is to simply just move your body or dance like no one's watching and allowing yourself simply to feeling it by noticing what the body does for you. Another way, it's just to give yourself a virtual hug, just simply hugging yourself and saying thank you to your body for all the things that does for you. Because without the body, we wouldn't be able to experience the life we experience.
Do you think that this is a step that helps you connect with your intuition and your meditation practice, or just your intuition?
connection to the body, I think it does help with both of them, because once you get in touch, even during a meditation, if you do a body scan meditation, you are really in touch with your body. So it does help to, it slows you down to a point where you get to see or feel things in your body much more than if you're not, you know, if you're not present. It keeps you more present to the now rather than being constantly in the mind, being in the future or the past or whatever.
Yeah. And that is so important. Can you share with the audience how to focus on your breath?
So focusing on the breath is just simply allowing, taking deep breaths in, because we take our breath for granted. We never ask where the next breath is coming from. We're just breathing in and out, and it happens to me on a daily basis. So I breathe, otherwise I wouldn't be alive. But when I start just focusing on my breath or getting ready, like for this interview, or if I have a coaching session, that I do slow down and really focus on my breath. And by taking conscious breaths in, just breathing in slowly and deeply and really in, so inhaling and exhaling at a much lower pace than I would normally do.
And what about a few tips on connecting to your intuition, or how to listen to your intuition?
Your intuition comes, the voice of your intuition comes through your spirit. So this is how you get to hear your intuition. So voice of the spirit is much subtle. You don't get to hear it unless you really slow down and connect to your heart space. The voice of ego is much louder. That's what you tend to hear it first. So when you slow down, you get insights that they might never come to you, or they come to you, but you're not able to listen to them, or you can't hear them because you're not present. So connecting to the intuition is the process of really slowing down and paying attention to your body and to your heart space. Rather, like I said, rather than just being present in the mind and constantly wondering, the mind is always trying to fix things, sort things, and sometimes it can't. So it's okay to actually step back and allow to be guided. So when you allow to be guided, you are usually put on the path that you're meant to be, if you trust the whole process.
Thank you. I've always been intuitive, but I started really meditating on a daily basis, maybe the last year or two. And I think that's probably why now my intuition got even stronger, or I'm more connected to the natural gifts that we all have. So yeah, I guess that I'm living proof of what you're saying. It's really fun to be tapped into that space. It's this peace and relaxation. I don't know. And then you can listen to the messages of the universe, because there are spirit guides and angels and source and light. They're always trying to guide us and help us. We have helpers.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
So I think that if you're in that space, you can receive that guidance and intuition. And there also must be some magical creative ideas floating around in the consciousness that some artists can tap into as well, and get more creative in their life. It's just really exciting to be in that space. So I want to encourage everyone, if you don't meditate, start meditating. And if you do meditate, maybe get even deeper into your practice, because it's a lot of fun.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a lot of fun. Absolutely. It doesn't have to be all serious, and it's not painful at all. It's actually quite lovely, and so many benefits. For people that might have busy minds or really busy lives, do you have any tips on how to help them slow down so they can listen to their intuition? Any other tips?
Well, slow down, it always starts with, you know, evaluating your values and beliefs. And what does it mean for you to slow down? What is the voice that you hear? What if you slow down? What is the belief that actually is holding you back to slow down? What's going to happen? Because initially, when I also started to slow down, the message I got that was from my ego is like, oh, you're going to be so lazy. Why would you slow down? What's the point in slowing down? But it actually, you know, it helps to, the moment you slow down, you actually get to see what's in front of you and the things that are important for you. Because if you imagine on yourself on a fast train, you know, how many things can you spot just looking through the window? But then imagine yourself on the same train going at a much slower pace. then you get to see what's happening in front of you. And sometimes, you know, slowing down, it's for the benefit of speeding up the process and knowing, you know, for you to be able to figure out the things that you actually want to do in your life rather than just quickly do it, like, you know, going shopping, put everything in the basket, go to the checkout and not even checking. And you go home and you realize that you bought things that you don't even need them. So the whole purpose of slowing down is just figuring out first what is holding you back and what can happen to you. Sometimes people are afraid to slow down. They feel like, well, then they might have to confront their own thoughts. And that's quite scary for some people. Mm.
So you did mention intuition and ego. For those that don't know what ego is, could you just explain the difference real quick? And then I'd like to know how meditation helped you transcend your ego.
Ego, the way I relate to my ego is like a little child that wants constant attention and constant trying to be in control of everything that happens. That's the way I relate to my ego. Meditation helped me just to realize that once I'm connected with my heart space, I started to notice the difference in different circumstances where sometimes my ego would say, oh, no, don't be so kind or so generous with that person because look what they did to you. So I know that it's coming from my ego, but at the same time, I know that, it's okay. It's okay. Sometimes ego trying to protect me, but it's okay to just go past my ego and connect with my heart space, because I know that everyone at a soul level, they're all beautiful and they are all loving and kind, and they all just want to be, you know, loved, accepted, and be part of the oneness that we all are.
Yes. So did we hit upon all of the main points on how meditation can help you connect to your intuition? Is there anything else you'd like to say about that before we move on?
Yeah, probably another thing, like you said, for the people with a busy mind will be like, we constantly feel like we're chasing something. There is something we need to get. And I ask myself, what is it? What is it that we want to be chasing? Because once we get something, then we move on to something else. So no matter what we get, then we move on to something else. So there is a never ending process. So the whole thing is, you know, when slowing down, it's just to enjoy more. Just to make it more enjoyable. And the more present you are, the more you get to see everything that's going on around you. Not that you're going to see, but you at least you have the opportunity, or you've given yourself the opportunity to see what's going on around you. So just being more in tune with actually, is it worth it to go at a fast speed, or is it okay to slow down from time to time? So it doesn't have to be on a regular basis. It doesn't mean like from morning till night, you're constantly going to be in a slow mode. But just from time to time, just allowing yourself, it's like you're charging, you know, like you charge your phone during the day. So those moments you slow down, you just become aware what happened, what's going on, and what are the things that, you know, what if you just relax for a moment and see what's happened, what's going to happen if you just allow yourself to relax.
That's a beautiful point. I loved what you said too, because a lot of people are suffering or trying to find their life purpose or struggling or trying to reach a goal. And it's like, enjoy the journey, right? Be in the moment. Like I love that you said that, because it kind of made me feel like there's always going to be something that you're striving for. And, you know, I think that could give people a lot of peace and solace and serenity, is just to like enjoy the moment, enjoy the journey. And meditation gets you to that perception frame of mind to carry you throughout the day. So many benefits to meditating besides like improving your immune system, helping you react to others, you know, respond to others instead of react, developing your intuition. I mean, it's just an incredible practice that everyone needs to, you know, definitely encouraging all of you to learn more about it. So you are a coach and you have many services and offerings on your website. I wanted to just discuss three of them real quickly, and then we'll tell everyone about your amazing workshop coming up. So first of all, you do meditation coaching.
Yeah.
So I see you also do deep transformational coaching and energy healing. So I just wanted to maybe share a few points on each one and what the benefits are and what those offerings are. So can you start with what the meditation coaching is and what your offering is for that?
So the meditation coach is correlation. It's a connection between coaching and meditation. So it's different in a sense that just in a normal coaching session, you just ask questions and listen to the client. Whereas a meditation coaching session, it starts with a meditation, and whenever you get to a point that the client feels like it's stuck, you go back into a meditation and really go back inward and connect to your intuition and your heart space and simply listen for what answers are there for you. And many, many times the answer do come up for the clients by realizing, oh, actually, you know, this is what was meant for me to do. So, which otherwise, if we, like we said, if we constantly try to figure out things in our mind, it will only come from the ego or the universal mind, which is the universal ego. So if the answer is something that's just for us, it will come from the heart space, which always has the answers.
Beautiful. And then that service is for people that you're helping develop their practice of guided meditation and working with them.
Yes. Yeah. Or for anyone that really wants to connect more to themselves and just become, you know, knowing yourself. I think this is also because until I did the coaching and I had many coaching hours myself, I don't think we know ourselves really well. We think we do, but we don't know ourselves. And this is for anyone that has questions like, what am I going to do with my life? What am I meant to do? And especially if people are like, you know, they have their career, they have their family, they have their house, they have everything. And then you come to a point and ask yourself, is this all there is? And then that's when you start going on your spiritual journey and you discover that actually there is more to you than just the physical body. There's more to you than just your thoughts. And there is also, and that life carries on even after death.
But yes, we're having a little temporary experience in this body, right?
something like that. Yeah,
definitely. Consciousness and spirit and beautiful souls having a little temporary human experience, as I say, right? Now, tell me a little bit about, real quick, the deep transformational coaching. What is that?
So deep transformational coaching is it's spirit-based. So when you really get to, all the sessions are led by spirit. So you get to, in the session, you actually can invite spirit to be present in the session and help us during the session to come up with, to bring us the answers that the clients need the most. So
that sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's like you don't have to do all the work yourself. You just have to just be, you know, really listen and hold space for the clients and just see what's coming up for them. What is it that they need to know?
And then I see you also have energy healing. So do you do, what kind of energy healing work? Is that like just a one-on session on a Zoom or in person?
Yeah. So the energy healing is more like aura cleansing and just removing negative energy. And it also involves meditation and connection to the body and how to remove all negative energy or anything that doesn't belong to the client, just giving it back to wherever it came from, and also claiming back their own, you know, their own energy, because sometimes we give our energy away and we feel depleted and we wonder why we don't have energy, and just calling back the energy from all places or people that, you know, past, future, wherever we might have left it, and just bring it back.
Oh, that's lovely. Before we get into the workshop, what would be the first step for someone that wanted to work with you or learn more? Do you have any like beginner coaching, or are these all the offerings that you offer, or what do you suggest would be like the first step for someone?
The first step will be probably they can just contact me and we can have a discovery session as an initial session where we'll include a guided meditation, and they can simply just feel my energy, because that's what, you know, sometimes the people are good, but you don't feel good on an energetic level. So they can feel if I'm the right coach for them. And we always, even, you know, beginner sessions, I will always take the client, or I'll meet the client where the client is. So if the client doesn't feel open to go even further, then I would stay with the client and probably just open slowly the door just to see if it's ready to expand a little bit more or go a little bit further.
Let's talk about this workshop. It's called How to Slow Down Today for More Energy Tomorrow. When is it? And tell us a little bit what's going to happen in that. And then I'll tell everyone how to sign up.
Yeah, so this workshop is going to be on the 14th of May. It's actually going to be only a taster workshop, a 40-minute workshop. And you get to be in contact with, get to know just a little bit, you know, your values and beliefs, and what are the things that, what is actually stopping you down, holding you back to slow down? What is the resistance that you are experiencing? And what are the benefits of actually for you of slowing down?
It sounds lovely.
Yeah. And the other thing will be, what is, you know, sometimes the meaning less is more. What does that mean to you? And what will happen if you actually would slow down, with that world collapse, your world collapse, or you will actually be more in touch with who you really are and maybe get on the path that you are meant to be.
So I wanted to tell everyone listening that the first 5 people who sign up will receive a 50% discount. So thank you so much for that offer. So to sign up for this workshop, you could email, and I have the link in the description of the episode. It's galifecoaching@gmail.com.
And also all the details for the workshop are on my website, Heart and Soul Meditation. They'll be able to find everything there.
Your website and your Instagram and all your contact information will be in the link to this episode on my website blog, as well as in all the podcast apps. So if everyone's listening, they could discover you and your beautiful offerings. And I just wanted to thank you so much for, you know, spending time and talking to me today. And I feel better around you. So I think you're a beautiful soul. I love your energy. And I would love to have you back maybe on a lightworker round table where I gather some lightworkers together and we discuss things to help people live happier, healthier lives, or discuss what's going on in the world energetically. So I'd love to have you on one of those shows too, if you are interested.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure and an honor to be here with you today. And yes, I'd love to come back.
That would be so fun. So is there any final comments or anything you'd like to share before we final?
Yeah, you know? I would like to invite anyone. It's like you said, to encourage everyone to start meditating, because it can't do you any harm. I sometimes think, you know, we're afraid, we try to avoid pain and we're looking for pleasure constantly. So by meditating, it's not painful. It's once you get past the few minutes of just being there with your body and your breath, you just realize you get to relax. So it's rather, you know, I would rather have that kind of pain, let's say, than just to have physical pain or emotional pain, because we can't escape pain either way. But meditation does help you to be more in tune with yourself and knowing that, you know, whatever pain you have, it's going to pass. It's going to go away. Nothing stays forever.
So on that note, we love you. Thank you for listening. You are not meant to suffer. You're meant to feel joy and be connected to spirit and source and enjoy playing this game of life.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
So to end the show, I want to teach you how to use essential oils to expand your intuition and assist you in your meditation practice. So no matter what level you're at, I want to show you how to work with essential oils and practice being present in the moment and bringing yourself to center. In this place, you will be calm, connected to your physical, emotional, and mental bodies. Your spirituality will expand and you will be able to listen and hear and be open to receive messages from source or your angels, or just tap into how you feel about things without all that external noise. So the oils I love to use when I meditate or pray, even if it's not a long meditation, you could do this for a few minutes in the morning or at night. Or if you love meditation, you can extend the time period to at least 20 minutes. I mean, you could do it as long as you desire. But I want you to know it's fun and easy and doesn't have to be long to get that same effect. This is called passive meditation, and real in-depth meditation, you can expand your consciousness and really get into deep levels. However, the three oils I want to suggest to you, I love frankincense, I love Northern Lights Black Spruce, and I love White Angelica. Out of all of the oils that I've ever used, those three, you can choose one of those or use all three at a time. I put White Angelica on my third eye, the inside of my wrist, and I put that in the diffuser. I put frankincense on my chest, and I put a drop of frankincense on my palms. I rub them together and I cup my face and do three inhales. I love how relaxed I feel when I inhale frankincense. There's a reason why churches burn frankincense resin, because it expands your mind and it helps with spirituality. It assists you in prayer and meditation, and it smells lovely. And the other one that I use, Northern Lights Black Spruce, is just a very special oil that is made on a farm underneath the Northern Lights in Canada. So you're taking that oil and the trees, the oil is made from the trees that are under the Northern Lights. So you're getting that energy from that area. And that tree also has to withstand harsh climates. And the trees are very grounded. The roots in the tree are very grounded. It withstands winds. So you get strength energy from that. And you also get that magic from the Northern Lights. So that's one of my favorite oils. And all these oils smell good to inhale. I don't like inhaling oils that don't smell good. So I only recommend oils that I use and love, and that is mostly popular with everyone. I've never met anyone that does not like the smell of these oils. So what you do is you work with the oils, you anoint your body, you can inhale, put them in a diffuser, and you find a comfortable place to relax, and you can lay down or you can sit up in a chair. Just make sure your body is comfortable. You close your eyes and you take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And at this point, you'll be feeling the essential oils and that magic and how it makes you feel. And then you can center yourself. So as you breathe in with your eyes closed, and exhale, you will get to that calm space. And from here, you could do some deep breathing, focus on your body, notice the tension in your body, and just imagine it floating away out of your aura, out of your energy field, flying out to the universe. Give it back to the universe. It does not serve your greatest and highest good. And then you're going to envision a beautiful white or golden beam of light coming down from heaven, surrounding you in a bubble so you are safe and protected. And from there, you can continue to breathe. And this takes about a minute or two. And you can set an intention before you start to connect or expand your intuition. You can set an intention to have a happy day. You can, you know, setting intentions are very powerful. So work with oils, set your intention,
Find a quiet space. Do this for a couple minutes a day. If you do it in the day, I promise you, your day will be fabulous. And if you do it at night, you will have a beautiful, restful night's sleep and fall asleep really easily and stay asleep. So if you want to set the intention for expanding your intuition, as you keep breathing, you focus on that intention. And this is a good way to practice those muscles, you know? And then, of course, using guided meditations is a great way to get into meditation, because you don't have to do any work. You just relax and listen to the person who's speaking, guiding you through this beautiful visual story. And so you can find meditations, guided meditations, to expand your intuition. The third eye meditation that I did on the Seven Spheres of Light album also expands your intuition, as well as the crown chakra. So you can do those meditations. And I hope that you enjoy this practice, and I hope that you try it. And again, you can find Young Living Essential Oils on my website and get 24% off. And if you have an account, then please make sure that you buy one or all of these oils. Put them in your shopping cart, because I promise you, they are incredible to work with. They will raise your frequency, relax you, make you feel good, and help you connect to source. I always put white angelica on my forehead and in the inside of my wrist before I do any intuitive work. I find that helps connect me with angels. It's got a very high frequency, and it's just a divine smelling oil. So again, thank you for listening. I really love all of you. I appreciate everyone listening, and I will see you next Tuesday. And if you want to find out what I'm up to, you can check out my website at TabithaPolaris.com. And I hope you have enjoyed today's show. So much love and light to all of you. See you next Tuesday.
Thank you for holding this space with us today. May your hearts be filled with love and light. Keep your eyes wide open for signs from your angels. Many blessings to you, and looking forward to being with you next Tuesday.